Kel-Tec innovation is back to back. You've heard me talk about Kel-Tec's P50 pistol. Now here comes the new 9mm P15 carry pistol. Quality engineered, the 9mm P15 carry pistol is the lightest, thinnest of its kind and Kel-Tec's first striker fire handgun. And as another first, the P15s feature a totally unique patent pending 15 round extended magazine. Now other features include ambidextrous grip, safety, reversible mag release, and the hybrid fiber optic night sights with fully adjustable rear. That all comes standard. It's from Kel-Tec, inventors of subcompact polymer and now metal handguns. The P15's gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for easy, accurate handling, while the all-metal version offers comfortable but positive traction and a really beautiful wood grip panel. The P15 is the dependable firepower you need to secure your world. See the new 9mm P15 first up close and personal at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
You thinking of retiring with your IRA, 401k, whatever it is that you have? Now look at retirement. Now from my perspective, as tired as I am after a long day of doing nothing but reading and interviewing and cutting audio and doing a lot more reading, just keeping, you know, up to speed with what's taking place. I love this gig. I can't believe I make a living at this, feeding myself, feeding my family. Still talking, almost 30 years into it now. Thank you, Jesus, for this great gig. And I'm sure Dana says the same thing. And anybody who's blessed to be in media and be able to provide for themselves. And I get tired. When I get really tired, I say, well, I don't know if I want to do this. Not maybe not. But I still would like to be gainfully employed. Maybe not in this thing. I wouldn't mind it, but I would like to change the hours, please. Because 3 o'clock in the morning to, you know, 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon, because it never stops. News and information never stops. So I'd like to change the hours just a little bit. But I don't think I'm going to retire. I say all that because I don't think I'm going to retire. I may be forced to retire from radio if our penetration rate, which is right now in radio, that's the, you know, take the population in your county. Radio has a penetration of about 88%, 89%, 88% of the folks who are consuming media, about 88%. They say that about 10 years, 15, 20 years, that might be down to about 60, you know, 50% based on consumption of the new media, social media. The storytellers will always be here. That's why I thank God Almighty for this opportunity to continue to be a storyteller. And the local storytellers will always be needed. But I don't want to retire because I'd like to do something daily. I think if you leave your what you're doing, like you'd be a bank president. You could be an engineer for the city. Whatever it is that you're doing, which has filled your life with purpose on a daily basis, you get up, you go, you contribute. Perhaps at the end of the day, you're frustrated that you didn't finish any specific project that you were working on, and you have to pick it up, shut down a certain point, get some food in your mouth, kiss your wife and babies, go to sleep, come back early in the morning, do it again. You're kind of frustrated that you don't see a closure. It takes too long to see closure for certain projects, but stop all that. Whatever it is that you're doing for a living, you're trucking, driving around, hauling stuff across the nation, you're working a specific laboratory project over at the hospital, you are a professor working on you're necessary for a 10-year, you know, research paper that you got to turn in. Stop all that. Just stop it. It ends today. Like, this afternoon will be your last day. That's it. You're done. You're not coming back the next day. For some of you, you're feeling it, right? An emptiness, a void. That's what I think. If something like that were to happen to me here at the radio station, there's a void, isn't it? I'd like to do something else, whether it's a Walmart creator. Or do they have Target greeters? Target? Well, I'll make one up. I'll go work at Target or at Walmart. No, I don't want to work at Target. I want to work at Walmart. Or some other way, just do something. Go to the hospital and wheel people around in a wheelchair, people coming in and out of the hospital. Just all of us, I think, want a sense of purpose. It requires that we be active in something. That's why I don't see myself retiring. Now, there was this report from Paychex that caught my eye. I want to share with you. That said, a growing number of folks who are retired are considering leaving retirement. Paychex did the study people out of the workforce for an average of 4 years. They are listing the top concern for them is the fact that they need more money. Whatever it is that they're receiving from that retirement account is not enough. Again, you and I are paying 15% right now compared to 24 months ago. We're paying at least 15% on everything compared to 24 months ago. And that number's not improving, especially under Bidenflation, under this administration. Amigo, we got two more years under this genius, I could call them something else, who's driven our country into the ground. And it all starts with energy policy, as I've mentioned many times before, just the delivery to market, the diesel cost, how uber expensive that is right now. And it's not going to get any better, despite all these little things you hear about him wanting to drill in Alaska. Folks who are retired, they need more money because it ain't coming in. Look, we've lost about 20-25% of stock market value since this dude went into the White House. That's affecting how much the IRAs are paying out, how much the 401ks are paying out, all these retirement savings. The only thing being adjusted for inflation, what was it, like 6-7% is the Social Security check if they're getting that as a portion of their monthly earning. The other in this paychecks study, this conversation I had with folks who have been out of the market, out of the workforce for 4 years or more in their study. What I was telling you before, which is being a part of something, feeling that you are part of something, being a part of a project, having that reward of a daily reward of completing a task, completing a project. Yeah, that was second right now. We have jumped from boredom to loneliness to the number one problem for retirement being the fact that they cannot afford retirement. It's too expensive. 24 months ago, we were paying 15% less. And 12 more months, add another what? Another 6%, 5% to that. So by this time next year, we could easily say we are now spending about 20% plus more than we did 3 years ago. That's why retirees are thinking about unretiring and going back to the workforce to do something to get some extra cash to pay for some of that dinner money they want to pay with Sweet. They want to go out with Sweet on your Friday night.
Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With FastGrowing Trees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
The Dana Show from South Texas. I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my buddy Dana. I was mentioning to you that Silicon Valley Bank, just a little note that I put here in the stack. You know, the employees at that bank on Friday, the same day they went belly up, yeah, the employees still received, Lord knows how much money, cumulative, their annual bonuses. Everybody got their bonus on the same day that they were going belly up. So what does that say to you about the management? So there goes the money. It all went out the door. It continues to go out there. Everybody running on the bank, and they still hand out the bonuses. My goodness, this criminal behavior. Let's see. Well, bizarre story from New York. A doctor up in New York going to jail for more than a decade. He was prescribing oxycodone for sex, cocaine, and cash. Lord knows how many people. Howard Adelglass was giving out those prescriptions and receiving sex acts, cocaine, cash payments. 12 years in prison for this guy. And at the box office this past weekend, it was Scream 6, $44 million. And it was Creed 3, $27 million on its first weekend. If I want to see a fake fight, I was thinking I'll probably just tune into WWE, the wrestling thing. From South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is The Dana Show. More on that Silicon Valley Bank, that thing going up belly up last week. Here's a little sample of the advertising that these people at Silicon Valley Bank, which, by the way, had you heard of, you guys are working for a living. Had you heard of this Silicon Valley Bank, this SVB, this little acronym? Have you heard of that before? I hadn't. And I'm just sitting here at the Eagle's perch, you know, watching all this information on a regular basis. Silicon Valley Bank. A little bit of their advertising. Steve, it's cut 12. Go ahead, brother.
I think there's a big disparity between the investments and black-led companies than other companies.
We want to help close the Latino wealth gap. I want to be able to help them build generational wealth. I love access to innovation because of what it stands for.
Giving access to opportunities such as training, such as financing, introductions that people would not necessarily get.
This is part of an initiative that everyone is committed to, from the CEO down.
It's meaningful work that has to be done.
My name is Beatriz Acevedo.
I'm Dave Salvan, and I'm happy to be a part of Access Innovation.
Banks, like all other businesses, what are they supposed to do? They're not the government. They don't have guaranteed revenue. And this is just a little feel-good commercial, feel-good ad that they're trying to help minorities and the disadvantaged. And I saw another write-up that had mentioned that they were hoping to help blacks, Latinx, which is comical. There's no such thing as Latinx. Women. Every company wants to sound good and look good. I get it. You know, to me, it's a turnoff, to be honest with you. If that is your main focus as a company, as a bank, where you're telling investors, you're telling depositors, you're telling anybody who put their trust in your bank, your financial institution, that is your primary goal, is to do, because it sounds to me that there's nothing more that they will be doing other than to provide the assets you gave them to invest in what many times will be high risk groups, not money making groups. Tell me that the money I'm putting into your bank, tell me that the retirement savings that I have, whatever plan it is for college savings that I have, tell me that that cash will be multiplied in the near future. And this whole idea of, yes, we all love to help the disadvantaged. We all want to help hard-working, so-called underprivileged groups and organizations, to, you know, give them an opportunity to do good, to invest, to open up a business. That's good. But that's not the primary focus. That little Silicon Valley commercial you just heard, I'm thinking if that was their mindset, just trying to look good in the community, being too aggressive in areas that might have been more high risk compared to solid investments that you know are big investments, you know, are going to get major returns back to the bank, to the shareholders, and to anybody who trusted to put the money in there. You know, there was one report I noted earlier today as I was fishing around for information on this thing. There was one report said that this Silicon Valley Bank, like one-fifth to one-fourth of a big chunk of their investment went into fake money. Now, like crypto, you're probably thinking, well, Serge, probably all money's fake now because we're flooded. The entire market is flooded with our grandchildren and great-grandchildren's cash, all these federal projects, all trillions of dollars of new money. It's not even printed. It's only electronic. So how's that any different from crypto fake cash? Just pretend cash. I think There was a report I saw late last week that cryptocurrency had lost like $70 billion in one day after the earthquake of this Silicon Valley bank. This thing went belly up. People started running, taking their money out of this thing. That report I saw this morning, one-fifth, one-fourth of their investments had got into crypto cash at Silicon Valley Bank. That's more than likely one of the reasons I think it's probably confined to Northern California. But I'm curious to find out how much of, well, what I call real money, like what I work for, my paycheck, my retirement fund, my college savings fund for my kids, yours as well, how much of that is being gambled by these financial institutions, by the market, in this cryptocurrency, this fake cash, this non-existent cash. It's just ones and zeros in a computer.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
It's a criminal case that starts in California, California. His name is David Subil, 51-year-old guy who went to a seafood company, Arctic Seafood. This guy, complete with a truck and fake order for all sorts of Russian king crab and snow crabs, you know, that delicious stuff with melted butter. This dude drove off with almost $500,000 worth. He said he was a Safeway representative. They caught him, though. Caught him in Florida before he took a one-way flight to Colombia.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.